bow tie
up.
I'm working on it. I've reached the magical level, apparently.
Do those?
One of them's flat.
Sorry, I'll tune it later.
Gotta tune it up a little bit.
I was just thinking, can the mics, like the final, like the second to last pivot,
the neck?
Can that be flipped so it's on the top, so that could be a little
more? You mean shooting at him more like a straight on rather than the low to high?
Yeah.
It just takes a second.
Oh, I can hear it all. Oh, now it's my height. Hooray!
There we go.
You just made a plus-size mic stand.
There you go. Perfecto.
A.K.A. the Dave stand.
We'll have one of the thing come together. And...
I have to put that down, otherwise I can't see Dan. It's like, I feel like Wilson.
That's what it is. It's that or Kilroy.
Hidey-ho, neighbor.
Hello.
Did we ever see Wilson's face?
Yes.
No, really?
On the very last episode, he comes out from behind the thing, and he comes out, and it's just like, and then the episode ends, but it then turned into the curtain call.
Right.
So you got to see his face. He's dead now, which is sad.
Really?
Yeah, he died. He died like 4 or 5 years ago now. It's fucking weird.
You know, that actually transitions into what my actual mic check question topic-y thing was.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yes, because...
People who hide behind fences?
No. Oh, did I not save that article? Yeah, I did. Where
Tim Allen's co-actor.
Eugene Pauly, inventor of the TV remote, died today at age 96.
Oh, the whole dead thing.
Yes. I was going that way.
I was like, where are you going with this? Tim Allen-related comedies.
No, so the guy who invented the TV, the wireless TV remote, I should say, just died. So I was contemplating maybe like most underrated thing in your life that, you know, is kind of like a TV remote at this point where you rely so heavily on it, but it's just replacing something that it didn't really need to replace conceptually.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Good question.
It's almost like a reverse one of those, though.
Is there something that you... Okay, so to put it this way, is there something that you do that is analog that has already been converted to a digital state?
Yeah, actually.
So there it is. There's a way to put it. Analog to digital and vice versa.
There we go. Is it okay to start? Okay.
Or physical to digital.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is... I actually have a Cintiq 12WX. It's a digital tablet where you can actually draw straight on the screen. You have your stylus and you just go to town. And the weird thing is that my current tower that I have that my buddy John and I Frankenstein together, it's not powerful enough to actually run it. So I can run it off my laptop, but my laptop overheats regularly. So it's one of those things where I got basically to the point where I was almost fully digital. I was coloring digitally. I was even inking to an extent digitally. All of Wonder Boy and whatnot, working on that. And, you know, some other stuff that I've done freelance with several major companies. It's like, you know, I was doing everything digitally with, you know, that because I was like, sweet, I don't have to use my mouse. You know, my brace, I didn't even really have to use that because the monitor was warm.
Mm-hmm.
And because I haven't been able to use it, I've gone back to traditional methods. And, I mean, my inking's gotten a lot stronger. I still do color digitally, but, you know, I've busted out the watercolors from time to time and kind of done more flatting like I used to. So it's fun. So, yeah, go comics in reverse.
Sweet.
Yeah. Eric, how about you?
Well, I was thinking about it, and... aside from that, I'd have to say cell phone.
Oh.
Cause
yeah, for sure. I'm
No.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I do.
Huh?
You've got the iPhone 4S?
Oh, no, it's not the S.
Just the 4?
Just the 4. I'm not fancy enough for the S. So.
Well, I skipped from the 3GS to the 4S, so it's just kind of, I'm doing the every other as well.
Yeah, well, the 4 was the first one I had.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't really make sense for me to upgrade to the S.
Right.
Seeing as how the 5 is maybe coming out sometime.
Probably
soon, October.
Announced June. Launch September, October, yeah.
Yeah, but and that's a ways off, but it's still working for me right now for what I need. And back to the question, I don't really need it at all. Technically, it's a very convenient thing to have, but is it entirely necessary? No. I think a wired telephone would work just fine.
Mm-hmm. But then how frequently are you like checking answers to things when it's just that group unanswered question?
All the time.
Yeah.
So it's convenient for that, but you could always ask around and see if someone knew the answer.
Right. It's that not only thinking of it as having a phone, but you also have a port to the internet and
which
know, every piece of the puzzle that it is.
Again, do you need that?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but do I want it? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As for me, I mean, kind of sticking with the device that you keep in your pocket, GPS, navigation, that's the first thing that popped into my head right away. Because, I mean, you could like, actually look at, like, a road map.
You could print out MapQuest.
Yeah. To, or, no, I'm even going further back than that.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Where you've got, like, the road atlas, and you're like, oh, okay. I've got to take a left at 494 and then take a right at Northeast 42nd Street or something like that. So, yeah, it's just so much more convenient to have, you know, a voice talking to you and a little arrow following your progress as you're moving towards your destination.
Turn left now, dumbass.
Yeah.
But those, I know that AAA said give out those books of basically states and territories.
Yeah.
To the point where what my mom did was basically map out throughout the book exactly where we were going and basically tracked it like we'd check off stuff in the book. So these books are basically catalogs of our trips through certain areas.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool that the whole thing's traced and you can basically link it all back together where we went from Minneapolis to Seattle to Vancouver to Winnipeg down. So it's all the way over, up, and then all the way back. And so having all of that basically cataloged is kind of a cool keepsake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be able to see exactly where you've been.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I do think about that from time to time. It would be cool to see what roads, what countryside I've seen, and like figure out the percentage of the United States that I have witnessed with my own eyes, you know.
You've witnessed on wheels.
Yes.
That would be kind of
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, the image of Adam on your dad's shoulders going, oh, just popped into my head. And I was
see,
like,
I went as far as having Adam carrying an American flag. Oh, it was how much of America has he seen? It had to be patriotic.
America. Yeah. Mother duck. All right, so. What about you?
I'm trying to.
Dan?
I would say electronics in general, realistically. Based on, I mean, when I get home and I do have a moment to sit down, it's just automatically turn on the entire entertainment system. When two rooms over, there's a full-ass bookshelf.
Yeah.
I could be reading, but no, it's a lot easier to pull up an episode of News Radio and just kind of
blob.
Zone out to that.
Veg, yeah. Yeah. Bask in the warm, glowy glow of the magic black box.
Yeah.
Brick-a-brack.
But it's nice to have all that convenience at the same time, where I know that while I rip episodes of Pete and Pete, now I can access it on my TV as well as my computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's that... I mean, there's still great value in literature, but there's also some really... I mean, if you don't turn your brain completely all the way off, there is some really cool, enriching content that's out there now.
Yeah.
See, that's not just fluff.
I don't know. Like, one of the weird things is one of the big things that's happening in the comics industry right now is everything's going digital. Actually, this past weekend at SpringCon was the first time I had someone come by and go, no, no, I don't buy physical books. I read everything on my iPad. And I was like, ooh, okay. And I've tried. I downloaded several digital comics, and it's just, it's such an alien concept to me. Like, I still find myself, like, you know, when I come home, you know, usually I'll go down and check my mail and stuff, but I'll usually grab a comic off the shelf and chill out on the couch for a little bit and, you know, get immersed in that, you know, probably read till dinner.
What's your comparison to, like, strip-based stuff? Have you checked that out in an electronic basis?
Oh, okay.
By comparison?
I'm like, I get naked frequently, Dan.
Comics!
I know, but never mind. Anyways... it's one of those things. I definitely read web comics and whatnot. And the weird thing is there's a web comic, Girls with Slingshots.
That one.
Which is under the Blind Ferret
Conglomerate
brand now. Yeah, which also has Least I Could Do and stuff. Like I just worked with the Gutters.
Yeah.
And like all of those have their own books out. And like I actually went as far as I got the Gutters Volume 1, and I started reading it, and I was flipping through it, and like that wasn't as off-putting as it was to read like Girls with Slingshots in a book format, because I was so used to be able to go click, 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 and I was just like, what do I do? I'm at the bottom of the page.
I've invested into a few ebooks.
Yeah,
like I have Multiplex.
Yeah.
I
was tabled right next to Gordon
really?
This weekend. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He lives here now.
Yeah.
He and I have a mandate to go to Braza.
Tell him I like his work.
I will. You want to come? It'll be fun.
Sure, why not? I love Braza.
Exactly. Who doesn't?
I want to go to Braza.
mandate.
Braza.
I got to send him a line. Fuck. Anyways, but yeah.
Well, there's your reminder then.
There we go. You're like my Outlook. You're Dan Outlook.
Yeah.
New nickname. No. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those things that... the weird thing is webcomics websites are kind of like the digital format of the of their book.
Right.
Because, I mean, it would seem really redundant to me to go, hey, kids, here's Multiplex, and here's... Multiplex the digital book. So it's like basically you can just access it without the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my understanding
yes.
of that concept, but I don't know. I don't it's an interesting thing. Like it's still kind of split out in the audience of going that one way or another, but
right.
I don't think I could switch completely over.
Oh, yeah,
there's a certain charm in picking up old books and seeing that bleed of the ink and seeing you know, even just the musty smell, where it's like rotting newsprint.
That's what it is. It's I'm the same way with newspapers and reading stuff online. I can read stuff online to an extent, but I would like to pick up a paper at least once a week.
I have a pristine copy of The Hobbit that is like 50 years old now in hardcover, and that thing is just beautiful. And it's got that old book smell, which is so nice.
I got Robin Hood, same thing. Just I have read that thing so many times, it got rebound.
Wow!
And it's one of those things. You open it up, and it's just like spores.
Yes.
It's just like, oh my god, this thing has to have some sort of disease on it by now. But
needs to be fumigated.
Yeah,
with my mind.
So does everything sound good?
Yeah, we're in good shape here. I think.
Check.
Well,
check.
that once, just so that.
Please don't do that for the episode.
Say, can you see?
Oh, I need to grab that stuff for you.
Yeah, so I can do my Stitcher thing.
Whoa! Oh, I was like, "What's the Muppets?" And then I was like, "Oh, that's the movie."
Yeah, that's the movie we were just watching.
No, we're watching Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got that other one too.
Yeah. Well, no, to me, I'm just like, you have a general category of the Muppets that's only 103 minutes long.
Could be like best of.
Hey, fart shoes. I thought it was funny. Traveling by map. It's another good one.
And Eric, it's Foggerberg, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remembered.
Foggerberg?
That's the one.
Are you a misty beef accoutrement?
No.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm slightly tired and I was saying a misty burger. Foggy burger.
Oh,
I gotcha.
My brain's still a little low today.
I thought that was a translation from a language, and I was
curious.
From ancient Dave.
Davish.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to take the headphones off.
It's weird. These things actually give me like a headache. Like if from taking them off, then putting them back on.
Yeah.
Did I miss? No, I got it. Oh. Zip line.
Yeah, small headphones can do that, especially when most of the weight is pressing down on the top of your head and there isn't as much pad there. But it looks like those have halfway decent pad.
No, they're. I have really weird ears, so it's just like cupping right around there.
Maybe they're really strong and they're just like crushing your head.
Oh. So they've got to be stretched a little bit.
Broken in.
Yeah, broken in.
We'll get them broken in.
Yeah. Done.
Fixed. Yeah, I did. There was a dude at SpringCon, and he had the 10th Doctor's screwdriver, like the one that I was talking about with the spring-loaded thing.
You mean the 11th?
No, the 10th Doctor. Like for where you open it?
Where it's David Tennant's?
Yeah, it's David Tennant's.
Yeah.
Where you can slide it. I found the spring-loaded one. $170.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Is it like?
It's really nice, but
it's not just plastic, is it?
It's plastic. What is it? It's plastic, and it has part of it is die-cast. Because I mean, I looked at it, I was like, "This is weighty," but like,
cool.
I know. It's like, I cannot find it anywhere online. It pisses me off. Mm. I always find it at shows, but.
I did not see it in my travels. I saw the Tom Baker one was
was everywhere.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw really. Now that I think about it, because I was thinking about getting the 11th Doctor's Sonic that day, but I couldn't find it.
Buddy has the same one.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Adam, do you have your email on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna forward that file to you just so you have it.
Oh, sure.
Because the other one I plugged in like an hour ago and it isn't even fully charged at this point.
Yeah. Whoa.
But yeah, Mike has taken to thinking it's really funny to wake me up by going like so right in my ear. Like if I fall asleep on the couch or whatnot, I'm like, what was that?
Is your brain scrambling?
Oh. What?
Oh.
What?
That's
what?
Adorable.
What?
Game of Thrones reference.
Oh. I was gonna say if
kind
you
of the his and hers.
Oh yes, I understand.
Of the barbarian horde variety.
Hey Adam.
Yes.
Remind me, is it Erd Ad?
Erdmad. Yep. 01.
You still have your Luther.
You can also reach him at adam@mindwavecomics.com.
Sure can, but I don't have that connected on my phone yet.
Really?
Yeah.
How unprofessional.
Well, have you been sending me things?
Mm-hmm.
You would have known that had you been connected.
Okay.
Yeah, Whitney's been sending things too. Because we have the Madam Monster scripts that we're going over now. Adam.
Well, shit. I gotta get on that. I'm an editor too.
That's why we've been sending you scripts.
I was not aware of this. I'm sorry.
Anyways, you should.
I have not been neglecting
you. You should no. You should link it to like you should set up a Gmail with it because
Luther's through Gmail.
Is it
at this point? Yeah. It's
but I don't want to stick with my Luther address all the time. Hey, and there it is.
Perfecto mundo.
Because we haven't been getting any bounce back, so that's why
so
I've been.
Do you have a doc reader, or do I need to send the script itself?
I have a doc reader.
Yeah, that's the attachment.
Seriously, Joel and John could be brothers in those pictures.
Or father and son.
It's oh, that's awkward. Sorry, Joel.
Sweet.
It's a very
it's
young
on my
dad.
Phone.
Yes. I still really like that picture of me and my brother.
Would anyone need another beverage in the next hour or so?
Water.
Water.
I'll be fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
I'll be good. I still have some. I'll be good.
Are you sure?
I'll be
get
good.
Get you a water as well.
Okay. Safe then, sorry.
Yeah, that's true. You could sneak away, though. Maybe.
I am not sneaky in any matter of the word. Ask my Anna. You should look up talking Malamutes on YouTube, and you will see Sprocket's ancestors. Grazie.
Thank you.
Double fisting, Dr. Pepper and rum, and water.
Okay, so, a couple pieces of business before we start. Gotta remember to take the before photo.
Is there an after photo as well?
Yeah. Well, one that's taken more just randomly throughout taping. This one's just the you have time to acknowledge that I'm doing it.
I see.
If it loads.
Whoa. Are you sniffing the... What was that?
I was inhaling and it sounded kind of like part of the TARDIS sound.
I could kind of hear it.
Yeah. That was kind of ridiculously Whovian.
Only a serious Doctor Who fan would notice that their Dr. Pepper can sounds like a TARDIS.
No, it's more of a big Doctor Who fan would acknowledge it, where somebody else would be like, sounds like I'm breathing.
I am
AKA
breathing
a
into a can.
Oh. Or maybe this thing just won't work, so we'll just have to do a standard photo. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I had pulled that up with the intent of just leaving that window up for you.
Ah, you bet you it. Did.
Okay. So everybody phones off or on mute and tucked away where it won't pick up the sound of vibration. What will happen is I'll open the show and then I'll throw it to Adam for a second. We'll banter and then we're going to do plugs for us. And then we'll introduce you guys and you can talk. And then we have news. Then we have... movie bluff, and then if we feel like it after, we can do build a title.
Ooh, it's a double-sided.
Yes, it is. But this one was kind of loud for a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And it's slightly more complicated to tie because you have to consciously turn specific ways or else it pops out at you.
Oh. Huh.
That could be kind of neat too, though.
Yeah, but... Again, you know, a little loud for a Tuesday.
Right. Dan, I thought you might appreciate this.
Oh, yeah, hey, check it out, the primaries.
Retro.
Yeah.
This was my first screen print.
Oh, cool.
It was a test with Dave Kavam's screen, and I used the wrong type of squeegee.
Still looks good.
It looks retro. Because it is now.
Yeah. It's well-aged. It's vintage.
Yeah, sophomore year in high school. So, 3 + 4 + 2, 9 years old?
I guess so.
Shit.
Weird.
3 + 4 + 2?
Yeah.
2 + 2 + 1 + 1.
5 + 4.
1 + 2 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 2 + 1.
It's many years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
We do our moment of silence for Frank Oz, and you can actually hear the fans for a moment. Or is that just the wind?
That's the wind now.
Huh.
I think it's partially the fan.
A little bit of both. All right.
Oh, that one.
No, I was talking about that one. Because that one's actually not blowing this way, nor loud enough to be picked up, because it's on like the lowest high setting.
Okay.
As weird as that sounds.
Lowest high setting.
It has like two separate chunks of like the low and then the high, but there are four settings within it. As complicated as that sounds.
So it goes from like low high to ultra high.
Hmm.
From fresh to relaxing.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Well, it makes me a little nervous, but sorry. That fan, I can hear it. I just don't know if the mics will pick it up.
If you hear it, you have your headphones on, so the mic is picking it up.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell if it's just me hearing it through the headphones.
I can't tell. Did I actually turn it off? I don't know if I had the curve.
It's off, yeah. Like that was the sound, yeah.
Okay. Fixed it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Moment of silence for Frank Oz. Number three.